The Bush administration is deciding whether it wants to get into a battle over how judicial nominees are screened for professional competence. Over the weekend, the administration let it be known that it planned to abandon a practice used by presidents for nearly a half century, that is, using the American Bar Association to screen potential judicial nominees for professional competence. But yesterday, the administration seemed to be backing down. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
President Eisenhower was the first president to ask the ABA to evaluate the professional competence of potential nominees to the federal bench, and every president since then has followed suit. Indeed, presidents, Republican and Democrat, have disregarded the ABA's warning that a candidate is unqualified only on the rarest of occasions and at their peril. But in recent years, conservatives have crusaded against the ABA's special role, accusing the organization of being biased against conservatives. Many of those conservative critics are now in positions of power inside the Bush administration. And with the administration moving aggressively to fill some 100 judicial vacancies on the federal bench, this weekend's leaked story about ditching the ABA was seen in many quarters as an effort to remove a possible obstacle to swift judicial appointments. Democrats, however, saw the move as a partisan miscalculation that they planned to exploit. And by yesterday, a White House spokesman said no decision had been made on changing the policy of what he called preferential treatment for the ABA. ABA President Martha Barnett, after a meeting at the White House, said she'd told the Attorney General and the President's counsel that the reason to continue what she called the organization's unique role is that it has served both presidents and the judicial system well.
It's taken on a credibility within the profession and indeed with the public at large. I think that it helps with the public's trust and confidence in our judiciary that they are qualified and with the independence of our judiciary.
Supporters of the ABA note that the confidential screening is done before a person's name is publicly announced, and that there have been many instances in which unqualified nominees are weeded out without embarrassing the administration or the putative nominee. And even critics of the ABA, like former Attorney General Griffin Bell, a one-time Democrat who endorsed both Presidents Bush, say there's a need for an independent legal evaluation of potential nominees. If not the ABA, says Bell, then the American College of Trial Lawyers. Bell, like other conservatives, was outraged when Robert Bork's nomination to the Supreme Court was evaluated by the ABA. Bork, a noted scholar, won the ABA's highest rating of well-qualified, but four of the 15 committee members thought his views so extreme that they dissented. Since then, as Iowa Republican Charles Grassley notes, the ABA has limited its evaluations more severely.
There has been a change on the part of the American Bar Association to leave out their judgment of a person's political philosophy. But I don't think that I'm satisfied that they have gone far enough, and so I think I would rather have a bright line of separation.
Indeed, says Grassley, he sees no reason why a trade organization ought to have virtual veto power over judicial nominations. Democrats, however, now faced with a Republican president and a Republican Congress, are making clear they're prepared to go to war on this issue. After years of Republicans holding up President Clinton's judicial nominees, the Democrats say they are not in a mood to be rolled. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
They set up simply as a political appointment with nothing more than an FBI background. I expect that most senators will ask to have some independent analysis done, in all likelihood by the ABA, and they'd require that before we actually vote on the judges, so it would actually slow the whole thing up by not doing the ABA investigation to begin with.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.